Good afternoon, Dashers. We'd like to offer an apology to those who may have been confused by an item in the end-of-year bake sale. Ms. Debbie DeBree's CDB brownies did not contain any seeds or bees. Again, we would like to apologize for any confusion.
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Afternoon, Dashers. Could the Botanical Garden Planting Committee please report to Music Room Q? The Botanical Garden Planting Committee, please report to Music Room Q.
Quick, somebody give me a rundown of where we are in this year's planting.
Right now, we're way behind schedule. We were supposed to have the corn and the carrots planted like 2 weeks ago.
So we just really need to get busy planting now. Okay, so we need corn and we need carrots. Corn, that takes an entire season. We are definitely behind the ball here, guys.
Tomato or tomato, guys? I can't remember. Is it tomato or tomato?
Usually it's tomato. But it can be pronounced either way. It's just important to remember the E.
Ving Rhames pronounces it tomato. We have the tomatoes.
Welp, I pronounce it Tommy Toes, because I think it's cute. I have a couple of varieties of seed packets I'll bring in. I volunteer the Tommy Toes.
Xenon lights are already set up and ready to go, so the growing conditions should be fine year-round.
You know, the more that I think about it, maybe we aren't as far behind as I thought, but we've got to get going right now.
Zebra variegated tomatoes are the newest rage, you guys. I know you haven't heard of them yet, but it's a tomato that has stripes down the side of it, and it's all the rage. I think it will get some really good press for Balderdash.
Hmm. Asparagus or asparagus? I can't.
The Balderdash bees just whispered in my ear that it's asparagus.
Could someone point out which of the plants in the garden are edible this year, so we don't kind of end up with a situation like last year?
Definitely do not eat that patch in the back left-hand quadrant. I was sitting on the toilet for 3 straight weeks and it wasn't fun.
Everybody should know about that back quadrant due to the flyers that we put out, though we may need to send a mass email about that.
4 out of 5 people that ate out of that quadrant got sick like you did, Kyle Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, best to avoid that back area of the patch. But Coach Steve, this entire row right here, that is edible. You can get after those, but please wait for them to be ripe.
Herbivores eat herbs or herbs? Mm. Is it? And I'm the English language professor. Sound embarrassing.
Indigenous people always say, or I don't know, I'm not indigenous. I'm not sure.
Right.
That was fine.
Just so we're clear, this patch is edible. Everything in this patch is edible. Can I smoke it?
Knowledge is power, Coach Steve. And I know that if you were to smoke that patch there, Nice.
Look, coach, you can try, but you'd have to do it off school property because there's no smoking allowed on school grounds.
Maybe we should think about planting some flowers, too. Isn't that part of what we do?
Need flowers. We definitely need flowers and vegetables. And Coach Steve, if you we can catch up after school if you'd like.
Okra or okra? It's good in soups. That's all I know.
Probably okra.
Quite a meeting. We should definitely get on this. Very well done. Very well done, committee. Thank you.
Welcome to Madame Toussaint's House of Psychics to find your previous life or your soulmate forever. Welcome, child. What can I help you with?
Thanks. I'm the boy wonder.
I knew that.
It's so exciting to be at the House of Sidekicks.
Yes. quarter for your time.
Thanks. Three more and I'd have a dollar.
Right. No, for me to give you your future.
Oh, okay.
Pass.
Here's two quarters.
Thank you. This is great. Now look into my eyes. No, these eyes. These ones.
They're just looking two different ways. Sorry. All right. I got one.
Now, drink this tea.
All right. This better not be Cosby juice.
Oh, it might be. Now, tell me what you're searching for.
I'm searching for my hero, because I can't find him, and I'm lost.
I see in your past.
Thought you were reading my future.
A cat. Your past comes before your future. Hold on. Okay. See a cat? It's black. Do you know a black cat?
Oh.
Black cats?
Yeah, well, I had one as a kid.
That's it. That was the cat. That's the cat I see. It must be. It's the same cat. I know it is. I can feel it. That's the cat. That cat is coming through for you.
Okay, cool. Hey, cat, you know where my hero is?
So there I was, and I was talking to my mates, and they were saying, you know, Genevieve, you're just too direct. And I said, no, I'm not direct. See, the problem is, the guys I go after, they don't want to hear the truth. Right? I mean, I know what I want, and I know what I need in a man. And if they don't have the confidence to come after me and give me what I want, I'm going to tell them. Right? So, what I need is to find a guy who can look to me and say, Genevieve, I need you to tell me exactly what you want me to be in life. Right, I mean, is that too much to ask for? Right, so this one time I'm on a blind date and this guy comes to sit in at the restaurant with me and he looks at me and he says, you know, Genevieve, you're just too blunt. Guy, but I told him to fuck off, and then I told him to get up and leave, and he didn't do it. He just sat there staring at me. I mean, wouldn't even buy me a drink. He just sat there staring at me. So I'm like, what, do I have something in my teeth? He says, no, Genevieve, you can't do that. Right, you can't tell me to just go away. We're on a blind date. I just want to talk to you. You can't. I sit down. The first thing you say, he says to me. First thing you say is, you know, you're pretty short. I mean, you can't say that to someone. Well, I did say it to him, and he was short. He was almost as short as I am. I want somebody I can look up to. Right. Right. So the whole point in the conversation was he just didn't have the confidence to do exactly what I told him to do. He just doesn't have that. I know what I want in life. I know what I want from a man. I know what I want from a guy. And frankly, he's not going to give it to me. You have to be confident about who you are and what you want. And if they're not willing to give in and give it to you, you don't need them in your life. Right. 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 Mm. So tell me again how pretty I am. Hi. Hi, Madame Toussaint.
Yes, it's Toussaint.
Toussaint. Sorry, I was hoping you could help me find my past life.
Oh, of course, darling. I can help you find anything.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Tell me how we start.
Well, before I open up the channels of the mediums in my third eye, I need $25 right here in this little bin.
$25 for you.
No, for the spirits beyond.
Oh, in that case, you better take an extra $5. I want this to be good.
I will. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, concentrate.
I'm concentrating.
Drink this tea.
It's good.
Okay. Every sip now. Every sip.
Oh. Yes. All right, yeah. Okay,
now
let's do this.
Look into my eyes.
Okay, I'm looking in your eyes.
Why does everybody look there? No, here, these eyes.
Well, they're facing two different directions. I'm having a hard time picking which one I'm supposed to be looking at.
Now let me channel something for you. I'm feeling. I smell a food.
A food?
Yes.
A food?
Your favorite food.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah, there, yes.
Pizza.
It's pizza. That is it.
This is amazing. Yes! Pizza's my favorite. How did you know pizza's my favorite food?
I know all.
This is amazing.
I'm seeing a man. He has hair.
Oh, that must be my grandfather.
Yes, it's your grandfather. And yeah. He loves pizza too.
How did you know my grandfather loved pizza?
He's here.
He's here?
He's here.
Oh. Oh.
He has a message for you.
Oh, tell me the message.
The message has. I'll need $10 for the message.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yes, of course. Tell me puppy's message.
It's your puppy. Here.
How did you know his name was Puppy?
I love you so much.
That's the first time you've ever said that to me.
I'm sorry, I've never said it to you before.
You used to just call me the little shit.
My little shit.
This is so amazing. Puppy, I need you to answer one thing. One thing I've always wanted to know.
Always wanted to know. There's one thing you've always wanted to know from me.
Yes.
Ask it.
Okay. Where did you put all the money you stole from Grammy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost connections with him.
Ah! Just like Puppy.
So, again, you want a number two with a Coke?
As long as there's no garlic on that, because I'm a little nervous about my breath, you know.
Oh, don't you have nothing to worry about. We stopped putting garlic in our Coke a long time ago.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thanks. Just wanted to be sure. They're gonna be here any minute now. Can you just check my teeth real quick?
Anything? No, I'm sorry. It doesn't work this way. You have to drive up to the window and then I can check.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you guys had one of those like little video things to know when the car was here.
Yeah. I really don't know what you're talking about, but just come on out to the window.
Okay.
I want to see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'll be right there. Okay, see?
Yeah. Whoa, yeah, we're supposed to social distance here. Just push your head out of the window a little bit. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, you can still see it. They look great. Mm. Your teeth look great.
Thank you.
Your toothbrush is still wet in your cup holder.
Yeah, I just brushed.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Mom!
No, guys. No,
Mom,
no.
Where's my booger?
Honey, just a minute.
Want
we're
my
in
booger,
the drive-thru.
Booger, booger. I want my booger now.
Okay,
booger.
Okay.
Cheese, booger,
Sorry, I'm sorry I didn't ask for the booger booger at the previous window, but I'm going to need a booger booger.
Need a booger booger? All right, we need a booger booger.
Yes. Thank you.
We're kind of low on booger boogers. We only got one booger booger.
Do you just want one booger booger or two?
Let's make it two, just one for now and one to tide me over and make
okay,
her
we only
quiet
have
down
one.
Later.
We only have one,
crap.
So is one okay?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be.
Okay, one is fine, guys. One is fine.
Oops, Ralph ate it.
Ah, Ralph!
Okay.
I'm sorry. Ralph just ate our last booga booga.
Mama tooted, smells like garlic.
Oh, no, honey! Oh.
God, it does smell
you can't smell that, can you? Oh God.
I'm gonna breathe out of my mouth for a few minutes, but that has
that's a
nothing
good idea.
To do with that.
That's a really good idea. She holds her breath. It's people think, yeah, it's not good, but I appreciate the Coke. I'm gonna need the number two. Hold the booga booga. And confirmation, there is absolutely nothing in my teeth. I'm about to meet like the guy here, like he's the guy, maybe dad for this one over here, maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
Daddy time, new daddy time. Who's it gonna be this time? Booga booga.
Yeah.
I mean, could be
no,
you.
No, yeah, I think your teeth look great. I'd focus on the kid and the garlic part. But
I want Coke.
Here you go. And
I need Coke.
We found one booga booga in the back. It's just frozen, so. Here you go.
Okay, that's fine. She'll gnaw on it for a little while. It'll elongate the process. Here you go, honey.
Thank you, mommy.
Okay.
Throw Coke all over mommy. Accident.
Oh god. Okay, it's fine. Garlic farts and Coke sweater. This is shaping up really well. You know what? I'm really glad that I've had this moment here with you today, Mr. Drive-Thru Man, because I'm beginning to reconsider my entire life. I genuinely thought there was a video at the first window where you were talking to me.
I got that impression.
I was certain, you know, I sat there with my head at the window, teeth bared.
Yeah, I
for
could
quite
see
some
you had this
time.
Side window here, yeah. Yeah. It was you were really into it, yeah.
Okay,
I wish we could have seen you.
Yeah.
Not like a ring
so,
doorbell.
I think I've made enough of a fool of myself for the day, so here's my money. You can keep the change. And maybe you'll never see me again because this has been mortifying.
No, come on back anytime. Just maybe not during the lunch rush. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was getting no response from the speaker. I will have a Coke and, how's my breath? I'm meeting the woman of my dreams here.
Oh, okay, here we are again. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, didn't mean to bump into you. Is this where the, you know, the fast dating is happening?
Yes, yes, the ultra fast date. Yes, yeah. Welcome.
Great. I'm gonna sit over here.
Well, you just sit here. When you hear the bell ring, you'll get to meet your first date, and then hopefully you'll hit it off. But if you don't, it's only a couple of seconds, so you'll be okay.
Hi, is this your first time? Can I sit next to you? This is my first time, and yes. I'm like really, really nervous right now.
Yes.
I've never done anything like this. My mom is making me do this.
Oh my God. Annoying mom.
Yeah, I know, right? Can't live with them, can't live without them. Or we all have one or something.
I was just doing all the apps and it was so slow. You know, I was meeting all these like super overconfident guys that were just like frank and ornery, and I was just like, enough of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I got carpal tunnel from all the swiping. Yeah. So I figured try in person, but this is weird, right? Like,
yeah, my hands are totally like sweaty right now. Look.
Oh, it's not my hands that are sweaty, if you know what I'm saying.
It's now time to move to your first station, so pick that table and let's have our first date.
Hi, I'm Steve, and this is a really speedy thing, so my mom's right here. Say hi, Mom.
Hello. Thanks, good job. Mom.
Yes, I don't want to. Yeah. So, I'm an Aquarius, and do you want to marry me?
Wow, that was really fast.
That's the point. Yeah.
You move a lot fast. I hope the bell rings. I mean, what's your favorite sound of a bell?
Oh, that part.
Hi there. My name's Frank Kurtman, and I'm ready to be the man of your dreams, baby.
Okay, let me get my cue card out here. So, if you were an animal, would you be... Are you a warthog?
You know I'm a warthog, baby. I'd be any animal for you, if you know what I'm saying.
That's pretty much what I thought.
Yeah. So, do you, you like swimming?
Yeah, yep, I love it. As much as I love your boots.
Oh, thank you, yeah, these are fresh Cobra.
Oh, hey, baby, hey, how's it going? My name is Johnny Vive.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah,
nice
Johnny
to meet
Beave.
You.
Thank you. I know it's nice to meet me. I know. And I know what you're thinking. My hair. How could I have so much confidence in my hair to let it stand out like this? Two words. Jeff Dorman.
I'm pretty sure that you are a psychic because I definitely was just thinking about your hair.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Dare I say a connection has been made?
Oh, and I think you dared. Frankly.
Oh, huh. I mean,
okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See this? See this in my eyes?
Well, I'm looking
see that?
Right at it.
Yeah.
Right.
See my eyebrow?
Making me feel a little awkward. Good. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did I hear a sidekick? Because I'm the boy wonder and I'm here to take you away.
Wow. Way far away from this situation that I love your outfit. Your cape is, it says chic, but also sheet.
Yes, part of it is a sheet. The other part is latex.
Hello, I am your to be hello with the codpiece and me crotch now.
Wow, your accent is amazing. I'm... Did you say you like cod? Codfish
is,
great.
Is the fish in the crotch now?
Hi there. My name is Wayne, and it's nice to meet you.
Hi, Wayne. Interesting droll you got there.
Thanks. I've had it ever since I was a youngster.
That's it for our first round. Please return to your stations. We're going to go to round two soon.
Hi. Hi.
Hello,
Madam Tosand?
Madam Tosand.
Tosand.
Yes. Darling. What can I have, do for you?
I have a big problem.
Oh. I can see you have a big problem.
I've lost my sense of humor.
Why so solemn? Have you lost something?
My sense of humor.
Very clear. You're here for searching to get it back.
For my sense of humor, yes.
Your sense of humor. I can feel the sadness in you, child. Let's find it together. Please put $25 in this bin.
Okay. Do you take checks?
Cash only.
Okay. Here's $25.
Put that right there. Good. Now, look into my eyes. Oh, okay. You're looking in the right place. Well done. Drink the tea.
Okay. The tea. Yep, that's delicious.
Wasn't too hot?
No, it was just right.
It was lukewarm, tepid?
No, it was pretty good.
It's just the way you liked it, wasn't it?
I'm not really sure what's so funny about that.
All right, let's begin. Tough one here. Channeling. There is something of a hobby. There's a hobby that you do often.
I do have a hobby, yes.
This hobby is something that you do and that you like to do. That's why it's a hobby. This hobby of yours.
It's a collection, actually.
It's a collection. You have a collection. You collect things. You're a collector.
It is a collection. You're very good at this.
Collector of things that you like. It's not that you don't like them. You like them very much.
No, I'm pretty fond of them, yes.
You collect them because you are fond of them.
I am fond of them. I didn't mean to sound so excited there.
This collection brings you joy in the humor that you've lost.
Yeah, it's my comic book collection. I just... Richie Rich just isn't funny anymore. It was funny when I was a kid, but it's not funny now.
It's the pictures and the words and the stories told in pictures with words that you collect. These are books.
Yeah, comic books. That's what I just said.
Comic books. And there is one book in particular that you do not like.
Nope, it's Richie Rich. You're right.
Richie Rich is the book. It is Richie Rich. He's a boy with blonde hair and he's rich. Sickly rich.
I can't believe I paid $25 for me to tell you to tell me what I'm saying.
You are angry with the boy.
No, not really angry. Just kind of done with him.
You're moderately pissed off at the boy. Because he represents everything you tried to be.
That's... I just wanted to be rich and funny.
and Richie Rich. Doubly yeah. so.
I was going to go by Ricky. Ricky Rich.
Ricky Rich. What a wonderful name you have there. I see happiness, page turning, boxes and cataloging, bringing much joy to you.
Wait a minute. These are probably worth some money.
I see your future going down.
I'm going to be rich.
So, Peter, I took a look at your Tinder profile, and I do have notes. You were right to come to me for a rewrite. The line right here, how you like to bang out fish, maybe not what you're going for. Okay? My suggestion, you like to fish. Right? You only have 9/10 of a second to make a first impression. You don't really want to use bang in an animal right there in the first line. Okay? All right.
Oh! Oh!
Okay.
Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
I got my finger on the fish.
You got exactly. This next line down, okay? All right, getting stoned off your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you mean here, okay? What it reads as is you enjoy getting high, not that you're a biblical reenactor.
You got that from that?
Yes, I did. I stoned off your ass. I immediately thought pot, cocaine, maybe opioids. I didn't think rocks and a literal donkey.
Oh. I mean, you're the expert. Maybe we should get like a survey done or something because you're the expert. Yep, I'm going to change it.
Okay, the last thing I want to address is this last line. You enjoy pulling your sweet stuff. Just come right out and say you make taffy. Okay. I mean, it's not really something that's sexy that people want, but I got to tell you, pulling your sweet stuff does not come across to me, at least, as homemade confections.
I don't know what else it could come across as.
I understand. I understand. Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Sweet stuff.
I know.
Muffins.
I know it's weird. I'm not saying that people necessarily understand, but I can guarantee you make those three subtle changes, you're gonna have people swiping for you. All right?
All right. All right.
All right. All right. What's important now, though, is that we talk about your profile picture. Okay? All right?
If we must.
I understand that some people enjoy clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun times. Happy times.
Definitely fun times. Definitely fun times. A lot of people, yes. Being in full half-nude clown makeup, though, might not be the sexy pose you want to go for. You know? I mean, yes, you're suggestively tying balloon animals, but it's pretty obvious what you're going for.
Well, I'm not great at juggling.
I can see that. I can see that. Maybe a suggestion. Lose the clown makeup. Instead of a giant sword at crotch level, maybe a puppy. Right? Maybe a hat. Okay? Okay. All right.
Puppy and a hat. Ooh, puppy and clown makeup with a hat and a fish banging.
Okay. All right. You know what? Just you do you. Okay.
Hello, Madame Toussaint.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Madame Toussaint. Why do you come to see me?
My name is the Black Cat. I hear you deal in sidekicks.
All right, everyone, gather around. Gather around. Thank you for coming out this week. We're great turnout. This is awesome. So we're going to be doing another stoning this week. And I need volunteers to play the prostitutes. So show of hands. Who wants to play the fornicators and the prostitutes?
Someone is without sin.
Scarlet letter.
Yeah.
Jessica, yeah. Would you like to be the prostitute with lines this year?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, yes.
All
right. I'm going to nail, well, I'm a prostitute. I'm going to nail everything, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Right. And we need someone to, play a Roman guard. This is not a speaking role, but we need someone that looks kind of stern.
I could do that.
Yes. Carl, show me your best stern face.
Okay, here it is. Ready? Sterny McStern, stern face.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Can I go as Carbunculus?
Yeah, sure. Second. Yeah, please. Okay. Knock yourself out. That's really okay. Great. And we need, the rest of you are just going to be townspeople. Anyone that's not a prostitute or a fornicator, we're going to be townspeople. And today, what I've gathered you all here for is to work on our rock throwing. Because last year we got some complaints. Several people in the crowd were hit with stones. So we did bring in Keith Petersburg. And I'm going to introduce him here in a second. He's going to teach you all the proper way to throw a stone. Okay, so I want you to all listen closely. Unless you're a prostitute, of course, you can just sit back and relax. Keith, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much for having me here today. I am a professional stone thrower.
Nice.
I throw stones
awesome.
At people for money.
Wow.
That is what I do, and I'm here to share my talents with you. Now, today, for the first stoning practice, I have brought an alternative to stones. You see, these rock-shaped objects are actually made out of Nerf, so they will not intentionally hurt the person immediately until we have perfected our throwing.
That's so cool.
All right. Well, this is for the safety of our prostitutes in mind.
Four.
all right. So everybody has their Nerf rock, their frock, if you will.
Question.
Yes.
I couldn't help but notice that you said earlier that the stones were made out of Nerf, which is great, until you get the throwing down was the question that I had. What happens then?
Oh, well, you see, I am such a professional stone thrower, and I will extend these skills to all of the shamers present here today. These shamers will have such excellent skills that it will look like you are getting hit by a rock, but it's really just going to land right next to you because that's the kind of professional that I am.
Okay. They're going to be throwing real rocks at me, though, is what I'm getting from this.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
But you do have lines. You do have lines. So keep that in mind.
I do. Thank you. Thank you, Director. I do have lines. I'm worried about a concussion, though, too, is all I'm getting at.
I understand your concern, and that is obviously why we're starting with the Nerf rocks, the frocks.
obviously. Yeah.
Guardsman, man. Stern man.
Yes, my name is Carbunculus, and I'm just referring to scene XIV through XXX here. I see that I'm supposed to have like a really stern face, but I'm wondering if there's a way that I can have like a rock, but because I'm a Roman soldier, can it be like a bigger rock? And like, can I be more forceful with it? Or is there something I could do more dramatically with my stern face, visage?
Yes.
I was just going to say, this year, the budget's a little bit down because we had trouble finding sponsors. There will be one sponsor I'm going to mention here in a minute. Okay. But this year is BYOR, bring your own rocks. So whatever size rocks you want, totally fine. Big rocks, little rocks, etc. So just bring the whatever you have at home and we'll chuck them at the prostitutes. All right. Sorry, Keith. Continue.
I have another question.
Hi, is this Madame Toussaint's?
Yes, child. Madame Toussaint, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't speak German. Anyway, I hear this is the house of side chicks, and I'm a professional side chick. So I'm wondering if you can give me some information about my future.
Absolutely. It's the house of whatever you need it to be, darling, as long as you put $25 in this sack right here.
Oh, okay. Do you take Venmo, PayPal?
As long as it fits in the sack right here.
If that's what he said. All right. Here we go. I'm sending it over. Zoop, deep, dop, doop. Boom. I sent it in Bitcoin. Baldercoin, actually. That's what they're using locally, right? The Baldercoin. The spirits take that. Oh, whatever.
I see not a very long future for you, darling. Okay.
Oh, no. Shoot. Well, I'll have to find another career then.
I have all of the money collected. They are all in their $10 and $5 and $1 bill piles. I'm so looking forward to having all of the little children coming in today and learning how to play bingo for money. It is going to be delightful. However, I do have a concern that perhaps they should be fed dinner first. I do feel that anybody coming into this beautifully adorned basement gets a lovely dinner before they practice any of their game playing. So this morning, I decided to make a lovely, delightful shepherd's pie. I ground the beef myself. I ground it in my meat grinder. It was laborious, but it was a selfless and meaningful task that I take on for these lovely, lovely children that are going to come in here today so I can teach them how to play bingo for money. Now, I did need to make sure that I included peas and carrots in with the ground beef because it is important that children get their vegetables in their meals. So after I finished that delightful shepherd's pie, I brought it here to this very basement right here. And as you can see, I have the buckets lined up here at the door for all of the adults to drop their money in so that their children can participate in this delightful church bingo shepherd's pie eating learning event. Now, I really do hope that this delightful hat and this very large piece of fabric has the parents convinced that I am Sister Mary Catherine. Because I'm going to take all of this money for myself so I can get a new hat.
Hey Dasher fans, Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Champa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Are you looking for something in your life that can make you healthier, smarter, faster, richer, better than you ever thought that you could be right now? Well, let me tell you, take it from Prince Charming right here. I have an amazing new product, all right? Let me tell you about my inspiration first. I was walking the countryside one day and I saw all these shepherds just meandering about. And they were making their pies, their shepherd pies, and they were selling them. And I said, well, let me purchase one of them. And I did, and I tried it, and it was amazing. It took instantly years off my life. It made me look beautiful and fantabulous, and I was instantly happy, and I had everything that I ever could dream about. So I decided to take this magical ingredient inside of the shepherd's pie, distill it into this specific oil. And I have a spectacular new program that I'm excited to promote here today on this commercial. It's Prince Charming's Essence of Shepherd's Pie. And it's made from the shepherd's pie of real shepherds throughout the countryside. And why do I do this, you might ask? I have no other reason than to be the benefit of you, of others. That is all that's in my heart. And if I make a few dollars along the way, so be it. So try my product now, give me a call. We have operators standing by. Thank you. Oh, we have a caller right now. Hello.
Hi, my mom makes shepherd's pie every weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it's like my favorite meal that she makes.
Yes, indeed.
So I was wondering if you could make it better, because it's really good right now, but I think that with shepherd's essence, that it would be even better.
Child, you are extremely wise beyond your years.
Thanks.
Here's what I'm going to ask
too.
You to do. Go to your mother's purse, take out her wallet, take out her little plastic card.
And, oh, I know right where that is.
Yes. And if you read it off to the operator standing by, we'll have you enrolled in the Oil of Shepherd's Pie program, where we will send you our standard basic pack, and you will receive a pack every single month, and it will be charged conveniently to your mother's card, and she will be so happy. Just slip a couple of drops of the oil into a shepherd's pie. It would make it magnificent, 100 times better, well worth the money. You'll receive a new package every month, and your mother will be so proud of you. So proud.
Oh, thanks.
Go
thanks.
For
Are
it.
Are you proud of me, too?
Oh, I am so proud of you.
Yeah, I love your oil. I love your product.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, really. I love helping others.
So, what my question is will it give me the confidence of a shepherd?
Sure. Sure. As a knight wandering the countryside, I always would envy the shepherds and their confidence with their large staffs, strutting about like they owned the field and the countryside. There's no one more confident than a shepherd. And this oil, I guarantee you, I am confident, will give you the confidence of a shepherd. Shipping and handling is extra.
Hi there. I'm a director of a biblical reenactment group, and we're excellent. Trying to do a stoning set in 1 AD. And,
oh, excellent.
A lot of shepherds kind of roaming through the area.
Sure.
Do you think this oil, if we kind of oiled our rocks in it, would this help protect our prostitutes? That's kind of what I'm trying to get to.
Sure. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse than a prostitute who has been stoned and has to sit out for any amount of time from her job, which she loves. It's a disservice to the community. Let me guarantee you, I can make this guarantee right here, right now, that if you were to oil your rocks, not only will they throw faster, throw lighter, they will levitate, and they will also, they will hit your prostitute, but the whore herself will not be injured as to where she cannot do her job any further.
That sounds perfect. Thank you. And the musk of shepherds will definitely add to the scene building. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. No, we have another call. We have another call. Yes? How can I help you? Baa black sheep.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.
Grandma Penny, we don't want to we didn't want to do this as a group, but we have to. We need to talk about your bingo problem.
Yeah, Graham. You know, it's every day you just have the cards and every time someone's like, "Oh," then you scream, "Six!" And it's a little confusing.
Yeah, and Grandma, the amount of money that you're winning and constantly winning is just filling up the extra bedroom. We don't have any more space for bills and quarters. So
I didn't want to be the one. Thank you, Frank. I didn't want to be the one to bring it up, but Grandma, how many widescreen TVs do you need? You have a room dedicated to flat screens.
Yeah, it's my flat screen room.
I really, really love that you bought me this like really beautiful car for my 16th birthday. But all my friends are now like, "Well, how'd you get that sick ass car? I want one." And I have to be like, "Well, it's just in my ways."
You're welcome, honey.
Yeah, and all of my friends treat me differently now that I wear 14 gold chains. It's hard to interact in the same normal ways that I used to.
Not to mention how difficult Frank now has on the swim team.
I almost drowned.
Yeah.
Grandma, toasters for Christmas are whack.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Toasters were great Christmas gifts. We loved the toasters.
Yeah.
The 14th century handmade brick ovens to make the bread in it was a little much. I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful, but.
Oh, but, absolutely, you know, not.
I mean,
it was overkill.
Yeah. $25,000 oven. I mean, where do you put that?
Oh.
I mean.
Grandma, I just want to thank you for the birthday money you gave me. I mean, $500 was a lot of money. But the problem is when I went to deposit in the bank, it was all covered in red because your little dabbers were all over your fingers and the ink was everywhere. And they didn't like that.
Well.
Look, Grandma, what we're trying to say is before you get really hooked into your bingo addiction, maybe you should scale it back. Yes, you win every time you go out.
Every time.
Every
Amazing.
Time.
Every.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exhausting.
Every time. And what we need you to do is be one with the family.
Be one.
Be one. Oh, sorry. See, it's like a reflex. I can't even. Grandma has us trained. Like, it's just be one. Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about that.
Talk to the therapist. The last time I went to the grocery store, I walked down the vitamin aisle. I was thrown out for being too loud. Oh. I mean, it's affecting all of us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
B12.
We did take that this morning.
Oh. Grandma, look, if you could just maybe roll back, maybe lose a couple of games.
Oh.
You know, maybe not dab the free space when you walk in the first time. Wow. Or play 47 cards at the same time every game.
Or maybe you could, like, spend one night at home with us. That would be cool. I mean, you're gone every night playing bingo, and it would just, you know, it'd be cool to have dinner with you.
I mean, after all, you did buy this house with the winnings.
I did.
Yeah.
It's a nice house.
It's a really nice house.
Yes, welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, children. I love you so much, too. You're welcome. You're now gonna get off to bingo.
Oh, okay.
And there she goes.
Well, we tried. We tried.
We tried.
Who wants to watch TVs?
Go Dashers!